Doctor Who Worlds of Wonder is an exhibition on now at the National Museum of Scotland in Edinburgh. And there's an upcoming evening where it will get a lot more accessible. The exhibition itself features 8 zones filled with immersive hands-on experiences. You can travel through the Time Vortex Corridor, discover sonic screwdrivers, teleportation technology, and much more in a TARDIS tech room, and get up close with some weird and wonderful creatures in the Monster Vault. And coming up very soon is an after-hours audio-described tour of key objects in the Doctor Who Worlds of Wonder exhibition. Joining me now to tell us all about the National Museum of Scotland and the Doctor Who Worlds of Wonder exhibition is Lindsay Anderson, the Community Engagement Officer at the National Museum of Scotland.
Doctor Who World of Wonders is currently our exhibition at National Museum of Scotland in Edinburgh, and it's a very immersive exhibition with a big focus on the science behind the TV programme. What of the science is real? How could it be real? Is it real now? Is it going to be real in the future? It has 8 zones. It starts off with the TARDIS control room and sort of finishes up with a monster vault where you can meet some of the amazing monsters from the Doctor Who series if you're feeling brave. It has a weeping angel, which still scares me every time I go into the exhibition. So that's my preview warning. If you've got a fear of weeping angels like me, just watch out for that.
Science has been part of the creative DNA of Doctor Who since the beginning. Because just like scientific thinking, this is a show with limitless curiosity.
We have a Dalek on display, and we also have an interactive Dalek which you can climb inside and maneuver its arms. You can climb inside and become a Dalek. And there's also a Dalek voice creator as well, so you can turn your voice and your own words into a Dalek voice.
Now, the things on display, are these the real props from the show?
Yeah, most of them are the real props. There's a few that are reconstructions but have been used through various TV programmes about the show. But yes, most of them are the real things.
Now, obviously, blind and partially sighted people prefer a tactile exhibit. Is there lots to play with and touch?
So because they are obviously very valuable objects, a lot of them are unfortunately not able to be touched during regular opening. So there is a lot of immersive elements. There's a big focus on sound. So you walk through this incredible curtain of sound, which features atmospheric sounds from the TV program. As you walk in, you're greeted with the kind of iconic soundtrack. And there are a few elements like the interactive Dalek, the Dalek voice creator. And there's also a lot of interviews, audio interviews with people who worked on the show or with a lot of scientists talking, as I said, about the science behind the series. So although during regular opening there aren't too many touch elements, we are holding a special evening where we are going to be able to include a tactile tour where we will be able to offer touch opportunities for people.
Now, this is after the museum's closed, so can you give us details of that evening?
Absolutely. So it is coming up very soon. It's on Tuesday, the 28th of March. And as you mentioned, it's after hours. So we will have the whole exhibition to ourselves, and two of our incredible learning team, Lucy and Rachel, will be delivering an audio described tour of the exhibition. So really describing the space. But we will also, through the very hard work of our exhibition and collections team and the kindness of the lenders, be able to offer the opportunity to touch some of what I think are the most exciting exhibits on display. So we will be able to touch the TARDIS console, K9, and also a Cyberman. And we're also going to bring out some of our meteorite handling collections as well. So people will be able to handle some real meteorites and see if they can guess which ones are real and which ones aren't from our handling collection as well.
We'll give out that date again later on, but if someone can't make that date or just is interested in the National Museum of Scotland in general, how accessible is it?
So there are a lot of touch elements around the museum in general, a lot of very interactive displays. And we also offer, if people get in touch with us, we can provide, with enough notice, an audio described trained tour guide for individuals. So we have a couple of quite general introduction audio described tours to the museum, which cover the main themes, but we have also in the past developed specific tours for individuals' interests. If they have a specific topic that they're interested in, our staff will work together to put together an audio described tour of those, but also if we have any objects relating to that in our handling collections. So the learning and engagement team have a always growing handling collection with a mixture of real and replica objects that people are allowed to touch. And as much as possible, we bring them out for as many events and occasions as we possibly can to give people the chance to get hands-on with our exhibits.
And with Doctor Who Worlds of Wonder, you're not just being accessible for people with a visual impairment, there are also quiet shows as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have, since the exhibition opened, been offering monthly relaxed viewings for Doctor Who, and these work in conjunction with our general museum-wide relaxed openings, where we kind of lower the sensory elements of the museum as much as possible. So we kind of try and make it less overwhelming for people to come to visit. And within Doctor Who, we're able to reduce numbers within those times as well. So we have much fewer people allowed into the exhibition at that time for anyone who might be a little bit worried or nervous about visiting in a busy time.
What's your favourite exhibit in the Doctor Who section?
Oh, that's really tough. I think both my least favourite and favourite is probably the Weeping Angels, because I just love the concept of them. I also am a Dalek fan, and although it's a bit strange, I quite like just the sound section where they just have lots of different sounds from the show, because it's obviously really interesting thinking about what space might sound like. I quite like that creative element of how do you put a sound to space when we don't really know what it sounds like. But the whole exhibition in itself is just, especially if you're a fan of the show, a really nice way to sort of bring it to life and almost get to see behind the scenes.
And finally, at the whole National Museum of Scotland in Edinburgh, somebody turns around and says, Lindsay, you've done a great job. You can take one thing home and keep it. What would that be?
Oh my goodness. What a question. That's a tricky one, because you've got to think about size as well. You don't want to take home anything too big. Oh, I think I'd probably have to take a Lewis Chessman. Or chess piece, we should say. I don't know if you know about the Lewis Chessman, but one of the chess pieces, it's so ready to go into battle that it's biting its shield. It's that keen that it's biting its shield. And I think I'd be the envy of a lot of my colleagues if I got to take that home.
Fantastic. Right. Tell us again when the accessible evening is.
So our audio-scribed access evening for Doctor Who World of Wonders is happening on Tuesday, the 28th of March, from 5:30 to 7:30. There are still a few tickets left, which you can get through our website. If there is anyone who isn't too confident or isn't able to book online, please do call us on 0131 247 4313, and I can look at doing the booking for anyone that might struggle to do that online. But we also are going to have more of these audio described access evenings for our future exhibitions, so really encourage everyone to keep up to date with what's happening through the website or to get in touch with my team, because we can add you to our mailing list to be the first to hear about things as well. So we have an email address, which is communities@nms.ac.uk. And if anyone has any other ideas or wants to come on an audio described touch tour, please do just get in touch, because we're always happy to welcome individuals or groups to come and visit. So our web address is nms.ac.uk. Our Twitter handle is @NTL Museums Scot. And you can also find us on Facebook as well. If you just search for National Museum Scotland, you'll be able to find us on there too.
Those details once again. The phone number is 0131 247 4313. The email address is communities@nms.ac.uk. The web address is nms.ac.uk. On Twitter, @NTL Museums Scot. On Facebook, just search for National Museum Scotland. And on Instagram, @NationalMuseumsScotland. And Lindsay Anderson, Community Engagement Officer at National Museum Scotland, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It was lovely chatting to you.